The following podcast of SB Nation Radio is brought to you by BetDSI.com. With the NFL and college football seasons here, it's time to take that pigskin knowledge to the bank at BetDSI.com. With 20 years in the business, an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payouts, and an excellent mobile interface where you can play, win, and get paid, it's a no-brainer. BetDSI.com is the place to go. They have every wager option you could ever want or even imagine. And if you're watching a game, you can use BetDSI's live betting option to bet on the fly. Whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, the UFC, esports, global sports, or even politics, celebrities. I mean, really, it doesn't matter. Whatever you feel like betting on, BetDSI has it for you. You get started today with BetDSI, you can get some extra bang for your buck, too. They're offering double your money for your first deposit. That's right, deposit to start winning and get up to $2,500 free. That's double your money right from the get-go. So what are you waiting for? Double your bankroll right now by joining BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101. The games are more fun when you get paid, so play at BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code NATION101.
This is SB Nation AM.
Another kind of daytime radio program.
On SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Alongside Ron Culver. Here's Tony D.
Well, we've been hitting game one of the World Series this morning as the Red Sox beat the Dodgers 8-4, and they did so as Eduardo Nunez hit a 3-run home run. Who? Eduardo Nunez. You remember him? The guy that comes off the bench and does marvelous things for Alex Cora's Red Sox? Well, they're all doing marvelous things for Alex Cora's Red Sox. But the Dodgers lose game one. They're going to try to even up the series tonight. But, boy, these Red Sox are relentless. And you know what? They're three games away from a World Series. And you know what? No offense to the Dodgers. They're a fine baseball team. But if the Red Sox win the World Series, this would be one of those, all right, you know what? They were one of the best teams of baseball all year. I think this is just one of those destiny teams. I'm not saying the series is over. We haven't even gone to L.A. yet. We don't even know what David Price is going to do tonight for Boston. But, boy, there's this feeling of invulnerability that the Red Sox have, because all of these runs that they scored last night with two outs, just their ability to not give up on at bats and to keep poking away at pitchers and taking advantage of balls that are thrown in certain situations. Eduardo Nunez got a pitch from Alex Wood that he could just crush, and he got it. And it was because they made a pitching change and just said, yep, we're going to do that. All they needed was one out to get out of that two guys on base jam. And Nunez takes the game away. Up until then, it's a 5-4 baseball game that is rather fun to watch. You don't know where the opportunity is going to come up. You don't know if the Dodgers are going to sneak a run in, tie the game, maybe get a 2-run home run from somebody and win the game late. We're getting into the final couple of innings where the bullpens get really pressurized. And Nunez, with one swing of the bat, as that ball is arcing, that my thought was, okay, that was quick. Okay, I didn't even get a chance to enjoy the last few innings of this game as a one-run, tight, tense baseball game. Which, by the way, is baseball at its best. This type of year, baseball is at its best when it gives you these one-run baseball games late where you are on every pitch and every single situation, whether it is a shift, base running, who's going to run on base, who's not on base, who's up to bat, who's on deck, what pitchers are left in the bullpen. We didn't get that. As casual fans, as people with no dog in the fight, we didn't get that because one pitching change led to one at-bat, which led to one 3-run home run, and the Red Sox up 1-0.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
I've been kind of waiting this week to do this next story. The one letter that occurred over the weekend from Danny White, the UCF athletic director and vice president. Well, he's vice president and director of athletics. Former Dallas Cowboys punter and quarterback, Danny White. But before we get to that, if you're having trouble falling asleep like I used to, go get a MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINTER. You can get two premium MyPillows for the price of one. I have a MyPillow, and I am sleeping so much better. My head is able to just stay in one spot all night long, no more tossing and turning. The pillow is fantastic. Number of good reasons to get a MyPillow: 100% machine washable and dryable. It's made in the USA, backed by a 10-year warranty. But I think the number one reason to get it is that you'll love it. It works. If you are having trouble sleeping, if you're not getting comfortable, if you toss and turn, if you snore, if there are things about falling asleep that's troublesome, you need support. You need to get your head in a very, very comfortable position and have it stay there. MyPillow does that with the way it is designed, with its patented formula for its fill. That's what it does. The first time I laid on it, I thought to myself, this is a weird feeling. This is something I've never felt before. And it does take a day or two to get used to it. But then once you get used to it, I can't imagine sleeping without it. It's that good. And now you can get two for the price of one when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WINTER. Got to use that promo code WINTER, or you can call them at 800-513-3363. That's 800-513-3363. MyPillow.com, promo code WINTER. Get two premium pillows for the price of one. They work. I am absolutely loving this pillow. And they have all sorts of different things online, too, that you can get. You can get a MyPillow for your pet. You can get a MyPillow for travel. I have one of those. I can't wait to use it when I actually travel in the car or travel on an airplane. So get the night's sleep you deserve. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code WINTER. Okay, so I wanted to get to this story because Danny White, again, is the athletic director or director of athletics, however you want to title it. I want to make sure I get the title right. He's at UCF, and UCF is on a 20-game win streak. They are unbeaten this year. They're ranked like 9th or 10th in the polls. They've been moving up, but they're probably not going to get into the college football playoffs. So he wrote a letter to the Game Day crew, and this is what he said from ESPN Game Day. This is what he wrote. I heard that on Saturday you debated UCF's now 20-game win streak and said this shouldn't be all about UCF when talking about playoff eligibility. I couldn't agree more. College football is the only sport in America that is not settled on the field. We need to fix that. I heard our winning streak was met with a comment of, who cares? What? Sports should be all about wins and losses and not the brand on a jersey. College football has become a subjective popularity contest. The Knights represent all of the team who, for reasons of history, geography, and politics, are left out of the club. These factors will not define our bright future. Our student athletes don't want anything given to them. They just want a chance. No one likes having their accomplishments disrespected. UCF fans are knowledgeable and passionate, and I have applauded them for using social media to have their voices heard. The American Athletic Conference partners with ESPN. As such, we hope to work with you as partners to fix a broken model. Will you join us? Sincerely, Danny White. My friend Pete Futek at collegefootballnews.com had a great rebuttal to some of this, but I want to address this for a second because this is something that, you know, we've kind of talked about for UCF. And I've asked all of our college football guys that come on, I ask them the same question. What about UCF? Is this the year that one of these non-Power 5 conferences crashed the party? And the answer seems to be no, 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 and no. We've gone down this road before. Danny White, let's say what this is. Danny White is writing a public letter now. This is a letter that he freely gave to America and as well as Game Day. It serves two purposes. One, it serves the alumni who just want to love UCF as much as he loves UCF, right? They just want to know that the vice president of athletics is doing everything he can to get my school the attention it deserves. So that's one reason he did this. The second reason he did this is maybe, just maybe, he can start a national conversation. And that national conversation done by those of us, like, you know, people like us and people around on television and writing columns, maybe that will spawn more interest in the program and more attention to the program. So when the committee gets together, maybe they'll feel like, oh, well, maybe we should be throwing around UCF. Here's the problem. We've gone down this road way too many times. This is not a new story, Danny White. This is not new. We've done this with Boise State. We did this with Hawaii. We've done this with Cincinnati, or we've done this with a number of other teams that go undefeated for a certain period of time. We fall in love with them. We say, yeah, the little guy should get a chance. And then they lose. Then they lose somewhere. Or something happens. And then we forget about them. Or they get blown out. I'll never forget. Probably the most frustrated I ever got with a broadcast was in the Sugar Bowl when Georgia played Hawaii. Remember the year Hawaii was great with Colt Brennan? You might have been living in Hawaii at the time. Ron, you were living in Hawaii. Colt Brennan had the Hawaii unbeaten, and they got to the Sugar Bowl, and they played Georgia, right? And the Georgia fans, Georgia was killing them, and the Georgia fans were chanting overrated, right, in the game. And the announcers for that game, and I forget who they were, it's not really relevant, were making the comment about how disrespectful this was. And, you're just picking on the little guy that's just trying. And I thought to myself, I'm so mad at this because the whole year you've been telling me that Hawaii deserved to be in the same class as a Georgia, same class as Alabama, name your school, Florida, name your schools that were good at the time. All year long you were telling me, oh, no, that team is good. They'll beat anybody. And then the moment a fan base says that they're overrated, you say, oh, that's bullying. That's bullying the little guy. Well, which is it? Are they a school that can compete on the big stage, or are they a little guy that is trying to compete on the big stage? But you can't have both. You can't have both. But UCF is running the table. And Danny White makes a point here about this 20-game win streak. And he said that he was very frustrated that the game day crew said, who cares? But the game day crew is right. It is UCF right now is 7-0. They're not 20-0. They're 7-0. This is the only year that matters. You are not getting credit for past accomplishments. You're not going to get credit this year for beating Auburn last year in the bowl game. You're only getting credit for this year. The currency only works now. It doesn't work from the past. Your 20-game win streak is irrelevant in the conversation. The fact that you won a little national title with one poll, that's irrelevant to the conversation. It's not about last season. It's about this season. And if you want to run the table in the AAC, run the table in the AAC. But that is going to hold scrutiny against other schools that are in the SEC, that are in the Big Ten. Let me call up a schedule here real quick. Give me a second. I'm going to call up LSU's schedule. All right, LSU, the Tigers of LSU, who are going to play Alabama on next week. They've got a bye week this week, but in week 10, they will be going up against Alabama. Let me call up their schedule real quick because I want to prove this point. UCF is going to beat. Is going to go down the line, and they're going to beat a whole bunch of teams, and they're going to beat. Oh, actually, you know what? It's not LSU. I'm trying to figure out who it is. Which is the team that it's one team in the SEC that is going to play four ranked teams in the next week. I thought it was LSU, and it's not. I think it might be Auburn. It might be Georgia. But nevertheless, they're going to play four ranked teams to close out the season with one game against Liberty to just kind of break it up. This is the kind of conference that we're talking about when we're talking about strength of schedule. We're talking about the SEC, where the SEC West has like four ranked teams in it. And UCF might be playing teams that don't have a schedule that might not have any ranked teams in it by the time they get to them. One of these teams might lose, drop out of the top 25, maybe move up a little bit in the top 25, but they don't have the schedule. Now, does that matter? Well, the eye test sometimes can overcompensate for you, right? Sometimes you just look the part. I used to argue with this about Boise State for years. Remember how good Boise State was? Boise State went to Georgia. They went to Atlanta and beat Georgia at the old Georgia Dome. And I'm like, if you're going to beat Georgia in Atlanta, of all places, you deserve to be in the conversation. But still, UCF has a scheduling problem. They could be a team that is in that conversation, but they could still have a problem with their schedule, which is not going to be very good. And the committee knows this. If you're drawing attention to your team, the committee already knows about your team. But you know what's funny about this? Pete Futek points this out, and this is funny, Ron. When he writes in this letter, no one likes having their accomplishments disrespected. Did they not do that to Alabama all this offseason? Did they not rip Alabama's national championship all this offseason by claiming they were the national champions because they didn't have a loss and they beat the team that beat them? I mean, that's hysterical. Danny White makes a very, very good point. But he also makes a point that's kind of funny. No one should have their accomplishments disrespected. I agree with that. But, I mean, you guys did kind of throw a stone at Alabama. But good for you. Good for you for taking your shot. But UCF fans are knowledgeable and passionate. Yeah, they're all knowledgeable and passionate. Who cares? But I just don't. As much as they would be a good story, I don't think you're getting it. I just don't think you're getting it. Good letter, though, Danny, and good try. All right, 800-777-2907. It is Tony D, Ron Culver, SB Nation AM.
Now, back to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Have you ever wonder what to buy your girlfriend or maybe a significant other in your life, or maybe the gift to give to your friend or brother or father? Wonder no more. Go to GiftingMap.com. It's simply GiftingMap.com is your map to good gifting. We have a curated collection of attractive gift items, gift for birthdays, holidays, gifts for any occasion. Check it out. Go to giftingmap.com. Oh, I got to make a huge correction. I could have sworn I read that the AD of the athletic department at UCF was not only Danny White, but the former quarterback of the Cowboys, Danny White. It is not. It is Dr. Danny White. I don't think Danny White of the Cowboys is a doctor. He might have gotten a doctorate as an honorary degree, but I could have sworn I read that because Danny White went on to the Arena Football League. I think he was running the Arizona team, and I thought he pulled an Oliver Luck and went into UCF. That is, the internet's a strange place. I swore I read that he was a former quarterback because the only reason that I knew he was thought he was the Danny White was because when I read one time, this was a while ago, when he was doing something else, I said, oh, look at Danny White, Cowboy. Look at that. They bring up that he was the former Cowboys quarterback, but he was also the punter. He had also was their punter when Roger Staubach was the quarterback. So, well, it's too bad he's not the Cowboys Danny White, because I like Danny White. So I don't want to disparage Dr. Danny White, but this is not the famous Danny White.
Yes.
He's trying to be famous now, though, right?
He's trying to make a name for himself, and we'll give it to him.
We'll give it to him. The school I was thinking about in the SEC that is going to have a rough schedule is Auburn. So Auburn is going to play Texas A&M on November 3rd, and they're ranked 16th. They will follow that up with a game against Georgia that is currently ranked in the top 10. They'll play Liberty, and then they'll close out with number 1 Alabama. That is also a schedule that included number 6 Washington, which they won, number 12 LSU, which lost, and a Mississippi State team that was unranked just before they played them. They were ranked and then they were out of the top 25. So Auburn, this is the kind of schedule that people are looking at saying, aha, see, that's the kind of schedule you play. But here's my defense of UCF. Is it UCF's fault that the teams in the AAC don't live up to the Big Ten, to the Big 12, to the SEC? I don't think so. It doesn't seem to be their fault. I mean, Houston is a very good football team. We were crazy about Houston a few years ago. Remember that?
Yep. Or so, Boise State in the early 2000s.
Boise State. I used to stick up for Boise State like nobody's business.
Yeah, they deserve the chance.
Oh, I used to get ripped apart for that. And here's the deal. I used to put up with this. Every year, I'd have a couple of guys that would call me and just say I was an idiot for thinking Boise State could compete. And I'd say, no, you watch, because, you know, Boise State beat Oklahoma, then they beat Georgia, and, you know, during the regular season. And then it'd be Saturday night, I'd be driving somewhere, and I'd hear the news that Nevada kicked a field goal or somebody somewhere beat Boise State. And I knew I was going to hear about it Monday morning or Monday afternoon. And sure enough, I would. People were like, ah, see, I told you they stink. I'm like, they don't stink. They just lost. This is the way it goes. You can't lose when you're a Power 5 conference. You lose and then you're in trouble. So, but you know what's going to happen? I don't know how many people are going to wait till UCF loses a game. How many people are going to go crazy? Ah, see, I told you. Stop thinking you could play with the big boys. UCF thinks they can. The problem is they can't. He's right that nobody will schedule them. I mean, that's the one point that they made. Nobody will schedule them. I wouldn't schedule them. But in the new age of college football, maybe you give it a shot because you can lose to a game. The problem is, let's say you're Michigan, okay? Let's say UCF calls up Michigan and says, we want to schedule a game with you to open up the season. Michigan doesn't want to play UCF because it's not that that's a bad game. Michigan is better off scheduling a game with Auburn. Because if you schedule a game with Auburn and you lose, all right, you lose to Auburn. But you schedule a game against UCF and you lose, then you become the next victim on the, yeah, look who we beat. Auburn felt that this offseason when UCF beat them in the Peach Bowl. You just get that feel. You just get that, nah, that's not worth the hassle. If we beat you, we beat you. And then if we don't beat you, everyone's just going to put us in this category of, look who UCF is rolling through now. But they got their ring. Why aren't they happy? Why can't they just be happy?
Because they want the whole thing.
They want the whole enchilada.
I mean, they're already co-national champions, but they want to drop the co.
They do. They just want to make sure Alabama is put to bed.
But I think they just want to take on Alabama. Set something up where you can, do a home and home thing with them.
Yeah, play them. Same reason Michigan won't play him is probably the same reason Alabama won't play him. But if I was Alabama, I would play them and put them to bed. I'd score 70 on them and tell them to shut up. I think that's what Nick Saban would do.
Big brother treating little brother. All right.
Good night.
You had your fun.
Yep. Get out of here. You had your fun. Tua, you can sit out now after 5 touchdown passes in the first 10 minutes of the game.
Mom comes down and whispers in Alabama's ear, just let them score one.
Let them score one?
You know, just no.
Don't jump on their throat and squash them into the dirt. Pete Futek makes a very good point, though. I like Pete Futek broke down this letter better than I did, but he makes a very good point. Okay, you're good. We get it. You're good. Play in the SEC. Beat Auburn, then beat Georgia, then after that beat Alabama, and then while you're at it, beat LSU. Or go in the Big Ten, beat Ohio State, and then while you're at it, beat Penn State, and beat Michigan. And don't forget, you got that game against Michigan State coming up. Oh, go to the Pac-12 if you want. Go all the way to the West Coast and join that conference. And beat a Washington, and then beat Oregon, and then beat USC. And keep rolling along. You want to do it in the Big 12? We'll do it in the Big 12, too. His overall point is, yes, you are the creme de la creme of your conference, and you're beating teams that you own and beat and are not on your level. But when you, even as good as you are, when you go to these other conferences, look, you can't claim you're good at, you can't claim, and this is Pete Futek's point, not mine, because I got to give him credit for this. You can't claim you're better than all of these other schools when all of these other schools would probably go 13-0 with your schedule too. That's the point. That you are not going to go 13-0 with Alabama's schedule, but Alabama would absolutely go 13-0 with your schedule. Georgia would too. So would Ohio State, so would Michigan, so would Notre Dame, so would Texas, so would Clemson. Okay, it's one thing, you can't go, look at us, we're unbeaten. If every one of those schools had your schedule, they'd go unbeaten too. But you couldn't go unbeaten with their schedule. There's no way UCF goes to the SEC and beats all of those teams Alabama's rolling through right now. And the schedule matters. Yes, it shouldn't, but it does. We'd love it to be all settled on the field, but it's not. It's not going to. One day they'll tweak it. One day in our lifetime, because it's coming soon, they'll tweak this playoff thing enough. They'll add a few teams. They'll add a wrinkle or two. This debate will be settled. They'll allow one of you guys into this party, but that's it. That's it. And I don't even know if America wants that. I don't think America is screaming for UCF to get a shot. UCF's absence in last year's playoff didn't seem to bother anybody. And I don't think, I mean, did you think, did you hear anybody say, because remember, Alabama didn't play in the SEC title game. And SEC didn't win the West. Did you hear anybody when Alabama beat Georgia say, nah, this is just, this is a fake national title. Alabama looked good. They lost to Auburn and it was close. You're allowed to lose a game. That's not a big deal. You can lose a game in college football. Everybody's screaming about Ohio State. They're going to be fine if they win the Big Ten. The only thing that Ohio State has to worry about is if Alabama goes undefeated, if Notre Dame goes undefeated, if Clemson goes undefeated, like if you start putting up these teams that have got don't have a loss, then you're not getting it. But if you finish with one loss in a Big Ten title, probably you're going to get in. That seems fair enough. But I don't know. I just every year we got this non-Power 5 debate, and I just feel like we've been doing this for over a decade now, and it just doesn't seem to work out.
That's why they need to extend the playoff.
They should
just extend it to six teams.
Would you take a College Football Playoff Committee said, okay, we are going to do a 6-team playoff. We are going to put the champion or the best team. Doesn't matter if you win or not, because, you know, sometimes like a 8-4 team will win the championship. You're like, oh, okay, lucky game. We'll take the best team from each conference by vote and then one non-Power 5 conference. Or would you say, we're taking the 6 best teams, we don't care. 6 best. Doesn't matter. Because people will scream for the first, but secretly I think they would want the second. 800-777-2907. It is SB Nation AM.
Guys, the holidays are quickly approaching. Don't wait until the last minute to get a gift. Head over to giftingmap.com today. Giftingmap.com. This is SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Hey, why stand on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? The NBA season is back. There's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NFL, NCAA football, Major League Baseball, World Series, UCF, NBA, and more. It's your one-stop shop for everything, along with these super quick payouts and bonuses. BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. Play big, win big, and get paid anywhere. Now anybody can get a 100% bonus. When you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. Join the winning team, sign at BetDSI.com, and use the promo code WIN125. You'll more than double your bet. Don't leave money on the table. Log on to BetDSI.com and use our code WIN125. That's BetDSI.com, BETDSI.com. Use code WIN125. All right, speaking of win, there was one winner in the lottery last night. One! That sounds surprising, but nah, it isn't.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, Tony, that putting in my 2-hour notice.
Oh, congratulations. Yep. Congratulations on being a 900 millionaire. Unless, of course, you took the annual payouts and get
yeah, but they offered me a weird deal,
$1.6 billion.
You know, normally they do it over 20 years, but sometimes they suckered me into spreading it out over 40-50 years. So it's like publisher clearinghouse type deal.
I don't know anything, dude. Are you allowed to will that to somebody in case you like if you have 20-year payout and you wanted to take it, but you tragically
you have to,
die,
right?
They,
I mean,
they don't go, oh, we get to keep the rest. Ha ha, you dead.
Yeah, I mean,
there'd be a lot of dead lottery winners if that was the case.
Well, I mean, you think about it, a lot of the people who do win. I mean, we have no idea the person who did win, and we probably won't know because hopefully they're smart enough to stay anonymous.
They better stay anonymous.
But you know it's going to be like some 80-year-old person.
I know,
that's
right?
Always what it is. It's like, oh, come on, man. You've lived it.
You know, we all dream about winning the lottery. Like every time you buy a ticket, you always go, this is what I would do. This is what I would do.
I would give it to charity. You do the good things too to like, you know, appease God.
Right, yeah, make sure God's on your side. But I thought about when I was reading the story today, this morning I woke up and I saw one winner in South Carolina, and I thought to myself, wow,
Last night, when I'm watching the series, there is somebody that is losing their mind. You'd think, like, right? Like, somebody is breaking down with joy, confusion, like a lot of different emotions because they hit the numbers. They got the numbers. Like, somebody woke up, somebody got went to work yesterday, right? Went home, had dinner, chilled out, whatever they did.
Fingers crossed.
Morning, yeah, and this morning, they have a whole new life. They have a whole new world that they can't begin to comprehend. So we all imagine winning the lottery, like, what would we do with the money? But does anyone ever imagine what it would be like of what you would be going through if you realized, oh my God, I have got the winning tickets? Who am I telling? Who am I not telling? What do I do? What do I do now? Where do I go? How do I get this? What do I do with it? You'd be overwhelmed with this, wouldn't you? You'd think you'd have a clear head, but I think I would collapse.
You would like to think, especially that amount of money. You would like to think that you would sit there just like, yes, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I already got my budget planned out. I got this taken care of. I know exactly what I'm going to buy. I know exactly where I'm going to go. But in that moment, you're probably just sitting there like, man, you know what? Who do I call? What do I do? You know, I've been watching all the news articles or reading news articles and watching it on TV about things you should do if you win the lottery. I forgot every single one of them.
Right? Exactly.
I mean, I definitely would, sit there and go, all right, you know what? I need a drink.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, how do you sleep? Like, they've been up. They must have been up all night. Now, I like to think it's a couple. Maybe it's a single guy in a trailer home. Maybe it's a rich guy. Maybe it's, I don't know who. Maybe it's a kid. I don't have no idea. But I'm just picturing.
Or is it one of those where it's like an office? They all pull their money together because we still don't know.
And then let sit down and get some popcorn and enjoy the show of when that breaks down, right? All of a sudden, it's the office that wins, but maybe so-and-so should get a little more. And I mean, it never works out the way you want.
That person, he actually drove and got the tickets, stood in line.
Yes. That's a.
I always found it funny, too, because the store that sells the ticket actually gets a decent cut.
Yeah, they get a nice little chunk of change, too.
With this one, I mean, it's always been a percentage, and with this one being at, $901 billion, kind of percentage cut do they? All of a sudden, are they remodeling?
Yeah, how come we never seen feature stories on that, right? Like when they go back and because I remember there was a $1 billion lottery or close to it like a couple of years ago, like 2015. I think it was near a billion or close enough. And I always wondered, like, the store that sold the winning ticket, how come nobody ever does a follow up and go, do you remember this small little grocery store in Bentonville, Arkansas, wherever? And then all of a sudden you see it and it's like a thriving, big, huge 3,000 square foot facility, just this fantastic. Like, he's like, well, we took the share of the winning of the lottery and we decided to expand our operations. Like, no one ever does a follow up of these places. Or the owners just took the money and flew to Hawaii for 7 days and came back and just got right back to work selling Hostess cupcakes and some air fresheners, whatever they sell. Nobody ever does that. Yeah, it's going to be weird. It's going to be weird. Some states, I found this out yesterday, some states do not allow you to be anonymous for whatever reason. I don't know why they would do it. Maybe it's because they want to make, you have to, because it's on the up and up. I don't know. But man, if I lived in a state where I couldn't be anonymous, I'd freak out. Before I cashed the ticket, I'd immediately move, right? I'm like, honey, we got to give our names. I think it's time to move to Vermont.
And just you have like 90 days or 60 days so you can move to a new location really quick.
There's no law. Yeah, there's no law that says you have to buy the ticket in the town you live in and stay in that town.
No, what if I was in South Carolina yesterday, like I was in South Carolina yesterday, and I just flew back home today?
Always disappointing. When the numbers were drawn, I said to my wife, I said, oh, did you get the numbers? She goes, no, I haven't seen the numbers yet. I go, okay. She goes, I go, here they are. You ready? She goes, what was the Mega Ball number? I go, 5. She goes, we lost. I go, oh, really? She goes, all of them? Yeah, all of them. I was like, oh, man, that was quick. That was painless.
So you're saying we're not billionaires?
Yeah. She's like, here's the Band-Aid, rip.
I've already spent the money, babe.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
See, I completely forgot.
We were supposed to win it.
I completely forgot about it because I was wallowing in self-pity last night.
I know.
And so, you know, I gotta ask my wife the same thing. Like, hey, what are our numbers?
What a night for Ron Culver. Eduardo Nunez with a home run. And you didn't win Mega.
And I'm not a billionaire.
You're not a billionaire.
I had plans, man. I knew exactly what I was going to do with the money.
God, I can't even imagine. What a great.
Do you go to work? Like if it was
you right?
You happen and you got the winning ticket last. I don't know. Do you?
I don't know.
We kind of like we kind of have to in our industry because it's kind of hard to replace us at a moment's notice.
Yeah, but
if you were working in some
factory,
mill,
I wouldn't go.
I'm really sick.
Okay, but here's the deal: if you want to stay anonymous, right, they're going to tell you where that ticket was bought. If all of a sudden Joe Simmons, who showed up every day at work for the last 25 years at the plant, starts not coming in from little mini Florence, South Carolina, wherever this ticket was bought, all of a sudden you're like, why is Joe not coming into work for the last 15 days?
But if you were working in a factory and you just won, $1 billion.
I wouldn't want to show up.
All of a sudden, like you've been working there, you've been working there for 10 years, 15 years, right? And all of a sudden you're just like, you know what? Up and quit. They're going to find out who you are.
That's right. That's right. You got to at least go in until it's time to be like,
no, I don't think so. I would just say peace. I'm out.
Yeah, but then people will go, I know who won the lottery, and it's this guy.
I'm out. I've already moved. I moved to Vermont.
I know,
right? I'm living on an island.
That's true. I told my wife about the kidnapping thing, though. And I said, because leave it to me to come up with the main reason I don't want to win the lottery, because then I get kidnapped. And she was like, oh, yeah.
Well, you got to start a little slush fund, a little slush savings for rainy days.
Yep. Give Sharon Stone the key.
Yeah. No, I mean, if that was me, I seriously would sit there. I mean, we have to come in. It's, that late at night. It's like, well, we're not going to find anyone to replace us. That, we're irreplaceable is basically what I'm saying.
But let's just say the sports prep would be highly diminished.
Yeah.
we would be
a lot of dead air.
You know what? I'm going to just read this book because I have nothing else to talk about.
Opinions? I have none.
Instead of watching 9 innings of a World Series game that ended in the 7th, we're just going to read whatever's in front of us because we won the lottery.
I'm going to read to you what sports writers around, it'll be one of those things where, I can't remember which news station was when I was living in San Diego and it was on Sundays and the guy literally would read the paper.
Oh, yeah. I worked with a host that did that once in news talk.
Yeah, he would just like open, but this is news, it's on TV. And he would just, let's look at today's headlines. And he would just start reading, today's headlines and then, read a paragraph or two. And then, he would turn and offer his opinion on it. But I'm like, what a great job that is. But that's how our show would be today. If we had won $1 billion, we'd be sitting there like, hey, let me tell you something.
I get confused. Is it so? Was it Mega Millions? I don't know who
Mega
was the
Millions.
One. What was the one drawing last night? Mega Millions.
Mega Millions.
So what's the one that's over a billion that's going to be drawn Saturday?
Powerball.
Powerball. Is that power? Okay, separate.
Yeah, that's different.
Well, they're just giving away billions.
Why is Powerball that high now, too?
I don't know. Something is. Some other lottery is. I saw it last night. Isn't there some other lottery that's close to a billion now? That's another. I don't know. I can't keep up with all these lotteries.
Man. I have our crack team on it right now.
Yeah, get the crack team on it right now. All right, 800-777-2907. Hit me up on Twitter if you know the answer.
I think Powerball looks like it's at 620 million.
At Tony D Radio, hit me up. Just remind me. I'm already having a good night tonight. I already gave former Cowboys quarterback the UCF job, and
that was very nice of you, by the way.
That was nice of me. I swear, I wish I could find that article that said that wrote that. Maybe you know what it was? I think it was a joke, and I took it seriously.
Much like Chris Sale's belly button ring.
Yeah, I know. I fell for it. All right, 800-777-2907 on SB Nation AM.
You're listening to SB Nation AM on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Ron, where was this video taken you showed me of this escalator malfunction? Rome. Was
Rome,
it an airport?
Italy. I have no idea where actually it was.
Okay. So Ron sent me this video.
I'll get
video
the crack investigation team on that one.
Let's check this out. It is an escalator in Rome, and people are going down the escalator, and it is moving at a really, really fast rate of speed. And people are flying down the escalator and then spilling out and to the entrance of the escalator, the bottom of the escalator, and they can't, they're just falling down. This is, that's, it's a little petrifying, to be honest with you, how fast this elevator is going. So much so when I first saw it, I thought it was fake. And I went, no, that looks real to me, because there's one side of the thing is going fast, and then the other side is going normal speed. the other side, people are reacting to it at normal speed. Escalators are a tricky business. My wife won't go up and down an escalator. She, like, does not like them. She does not. So here's a funny story about that. My wife, when I first met my wife, we would go, like, places, and she's like, I don't like escalators. I'm like, what do you mean you don't like escalators? She goes, no. She goes, they flatten out and they turn into slides. Like, they can malfunction and turn like flatten out. And I said, no, they don't. When they malfunction, they just turn into stairs. They just stop. They remain stairs. And I kept telling her this. I'm like, that's dumb. That's not true. And then one day, I swear, we're watching the news, and one day they're talking about a mall or someplace. A huge escalator literally turned into a slide. They had a whole bunch of people on it, and it collapsed on itself, and it folded back to a flat conveyor belt. Turned into a flat belt, and everybody fell. Everybody piled up each other, banged into each other, multiple injuries. People went to the hospital, and I never heard the end of it. She says, I told you they did that. And for years, I used to tell her she was completely wrong. That she was, those absolutely didn't happen. And now when I go on the escalators and she walks up the stairs, I go, I know why. Absolutely. If she saw this video, she'd freak out. She'd be like, of course, they're escalators. They're the tool of death. Never ride an escalator.
And
she hates them.
I got news for you. This could be considered a sports story.
Yeah, it's true.
There
it
you go.
Could be.
Because the people who were on the escalator were fans of the Russian football team, CSK Moscow. Who were playing Roma for the Champions League.
So was this at a stadium?
No, this was heading down to the metro to the stadium.
Oh, gotcha, yeah.
So some of these fans, they didn't even make it to the game. Traveled all the way to Italy, probably spent a lot of money, didn't make it to, you know.
I'm always afraid of getting caught. Like, they say, like, what happens when your shoelace gets caught? And it's awful.
It sucks you in.
What happens is the escalator, if your shoelace gets caught, your body, it just grinds your body up into a fine powder and you die.
Yeah.
that's what they're hamburger death meat. Machines, escalators.